Sorry, I forgot to hit the button. Share screen. You need to see. Well, I guess I'll have to change which one you guys see. You guys will see this one for now. Better?
Yeah.
All right, cool. How's it going, everybody? There's a reason for this. We'll talk about that in a second. Where are my notes? I lost the notes.
Let me see your Facebook.
Marcel, I blame you. Well, only you see my Facebook. The people don't see it. I got nothing to hide. I got nothing to hide, man.
Yeah. Will, I like it. Nano in the chat says, just like thing one, thing two, we got beard one, beard two.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, that's
when we do the GSP showdown, that's how you determine who's beard one and who's beard two.
Ooh.
I mean, right now it's chronological. That just makes sense, but.
Well, then you, Marcel, can fight off for your facial hair. I don't know exactly what style it is, but I feel like yours is closer.
Marcel's is so pencil thin, it barely exists.
All right, everybody. Here we go. This is episode 146 of the Gold Squadron podcast. I'm your host, Dion Morales, and today I'm joined by Marcel Hunker Down Manzano.
I'm ready. Are you showing the people? I am ready for the next 2 weeks at home.
Marcel is ready.
I got my shrine.
Your shrine. Will, beard one, Hagwood.
All wings reporting in.
And Ryan, stone cold, Staniszewski.
It is 3:16, and I am ready to stay home, apparently.
I've been told I must do this, so I will.
Working
all right.
Remote.
Well, before we go anywhere, Marcel, you had a thing that we were doing.
We were doing a thing. So today is KLS 37. Oh, I'm not supposed to say numbers. Huh?
Oh,
KLS mystery number birthday.
I'm just waiting for her to come out of nowhere and start smacking Rundo! You.
And anyway, we want to wish her a happy mystery birthday. Mystery number birthday.
You know what, though? She should own it. She own should it. Own it.
Yeah, own it. Own it.
That's fine. Let me tell you. When I figured out her age, I was like. Like, I'll be honest, Marcel. At first, I was like, man, Marcel robbing the cradle right now. But whatever. All right. So, yeah, we're going to sing happy birthday for Kayla, one of Gold Squadron's very own.
Unmute yourself, you two. Wait. See it on screen. Yeah.
What?
He's talking to us.
Intro.
All right,
we got to follow Dion's lead.
Yeah. The orchestra teacher, come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kayla. Happy birthday to you.
Come say hi to people real quick.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
He doesn't want to wave.
That was fun.
He said thank you, though.
We love you, Kayla. All right, cool. What were we doing? We were putting on a show. We just did. Thank you. Thank you, world. Today is James' birthday. Today is Isofane's son's birthday too. All right, we got to do it again. We got to do it again.
Oh,
we got to do
it.
We do it.
It was a one-time thing.
We just do it faster now because
all right. Well, you control the tempo.
Speed. Yeah, your own tempo.
I'll do it even a higher pitch. Hold on. God, hold on. Wait. I need
Oh, I like to us all hitting that low note together. It's the only time we harmonized.
Happy birthday, that falsetto. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday to you. Woo! All right.
And many more.
Many more. It's only three. Woo! Go, James. Happy birthday. Isofane, show him later. All right. Listen, here, GSP, we're here to have a good time. We know there's all kinds of crap happening in the world right now. And this video will absolutely get demonetized because we're probably going to say coronavirus more than one time. There you go, YouTube. Just get it started now for when we upload it. But we're living here. This is the world.
You get demonetized for coronavirus?
Yup. Okay. Instant.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
What?
The reason is to like prevent people like spreading, like trying to profiteer off of like spreading rumors and stuff like that. It makes sense. Like, whatever. That's cool. Whatever. It's one episode. We'll be all right. All righty. Well, so we got to start. We already talked about it. We already talked about COVID-19. And that's basically starts our announcements. If you guys didn't know already, the reason we didn't have event live streams this last weekend is because we got a bunch of events canceled. Crate Cup was canceled. The Pastime Store Championship was canceled today. Adepticon, of course, also got canceled. Those were our three big events that we had back to back to back. That honestly, we were really hoping, obviously before all the stuff happened, to really get us through this kind of spring, because we do have a gap until the Alameda system open, which as of right now is still on, but we don't know what's going on there. We'll keep you guys updated as we go. But of course, our live events there are canceled. We put them in red on our schedule, and that's where we are right now in our world. The other thing that has happened is in-person play at Pastimes has been completely canceled. There's no Magic going on. There's no X-Wing. So for Wednesday, I would like to I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm going to be here, you and me, people who are watching, and we're gonna play three or four games of Vassal or TTS. It's going to happen. If Marcel, Will, and Ryan are available, then great. If not, we'll play with some of you guys at home. We'll figure something out. But we're going to have some content Wednesday night. We're going to do a worldwide league night. We'll get it done. If you haven't watched our online tutorial, it's not super organized, I'll be honest. But we hit like all the things in just a little over an hour, and we're having a good time doing it. It's on YouTube right now. Over 2,000 views already on that video. People just kind of looking through and just trying to get familiar with it. I know some people don't like the way it looks or feels. I think it's better to have some X-Wing than none at all. I understand it's not like playing in person. But speaking of all that, we have an event coming up here, a stream event, okay? I already did have some people ask, Dion, can we go and hang out with you guys while you guys do the GSP showdown? The answer is no. As of right now, we're not even sure if we're going to be able to do it in person. So, that's something we're going to talk about the GSP showdown. Today's big part of the show is about that. We're going to explain what this is. Should be a lot of fun. And also, there is a possibility here in the near future that we might do. We're going to do a collaboration with Fly Better and put on an online tournament for you guys. Okay, that's going to have prizes associated, like you know, Fly Better and Gold Squadron, we do prizes, right? We're gonna have some cool stuff out there for you. More information to come. It's gonna be a one-shot tournament. It's not a league or anything like that, but should be a good time. We're gonna work out details between me and Ryan and D and us, and we'll get that all figured out.
Is he gonna be allowed to give penalty points?
Always. He can always get penalty points.
Okay.
He just step into the game or click into the game and say, penalty point, you're both disqualified. You're out. You're done. But anyway, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon update. Stickers and posters are in. Okay, where are those stickers? So here are the stickers. Okay, so these are the ones I got made that are part of the level. Nice GSP, very just the clean logo. But I also, I don't know what I'm going to do with these. These were like a bonus. They're like holographic stickers. I don't know. Maybe one day when I see you guys in person, or maybe we give them out for the online tournament or something. Should be cool. The regular cards, according to my manufacturers, should be on time for our April shipping. The plastic cards will be close. They told me that I should have them in my hands by April 5th. And I was like, are you sure? And they're like, that's what we estimate. I'm like, okay, these guys are never on time. So that's where we are right now. But we're going to start today by talking about the GSP Showdown. All right, GSP Showdown. I'm going to go ahead and drop the link to the GSP Showdown rules so that you guys can follow along, those of you who are watching at home. And if you are listening later on or watching later on, the link will be in the description / the the notes bar for the podcast. So let's go ahead and take a peek over there real quick. So GSP Showdown is happening March 28th, starting at 10 a.m. It's going to be 6 rounds. We're doing giveaways, commentary. We are treating this like we would any premier event tournament. We want to make sure we keep you guys entertained, having fun, and we're going to have a good time. Let me read you guys the preface. All 4 of the GSP hosts will be meeting in person, maybe. To determine who is the goldest of the gold, each player in our event will play against each other, and the person with the highest number of wins will be crowned our GSP Showdown champion. In the event of a tie, all players will fight to the death in one game of Aces High, where the tied combatants will have to campaign the losing hosts to be their ally and help them take the crown. Should be fun. So, first thing we're going to be doing today is the faction draft. So the way that this event works is that we're going to end up picking 4 factions each. The rules state that we cannot when we're drafting, okay, we can only pick from available factions because all of them have to be taken, all 7. And if you cannot make a legal pick, the next person in the draft is taken until all 7 have been taken, and then we get a fresh set of 7 factions. Those of you who are watching, we have a visual. It's going to be really cool. You guys can follow along. So yeah, a player cannot select the faction that they already have chosen. Selection continues this way until each player has chosen 4 factions. In the event a player cannot make a legal choice, they are skipped until a legal choice can be made. And the lists will be made public before the event so that you guys can have some fun, because we're going to be doing matchups things with these lists. So what happens is, before each round, we have the pairings already set to go. If you scroll down in the document, they're right there. But in each round, the audience will vote on which 2 lists they would like to see paired against each other, and each of us has 1 veto for the event. So in that case, the second highest voted list for the opponent will be the one used for the matchups, but vetoes cannot be used during rounds 5 and 6 because I thought that was more interesting. But yeah, that's basically it, guys. We're going to figure out who's the goldest of the gold, and it's draft time. Are you guys ready for draft time?
Question on the veto.
Yeah.
So do we have to declare the veto can he say veto and say, well, if you veto, then I veto?
No, like, so...
Vetoes have to be in secret once the...
Correct. Once the picks are in, we're gonna have a little card system if we do it in person. If we do it digitally, we'll come up with something to make it so that it's like, do you accept, yes or no? And then we'll flip yes, no. And if no, then you go to the next one. And if no on both sides, they both go down.
There you go.
All right. So, and as we do this, as we do our faction draft, we actually have a ranking document that we want you guys to fill out. Here's for the rankings. All right. There's for the rankings. And I want you guys to rank us 1, 2, 3, and 4. How do you think it'll shake out? And it should be fun. It doesn't require you to submit your email address or anything like that. It's just for funsies. And then that's how we will publish the odds beforehand, because this is what people think will happen beforehand. And that'll do for any of you who are feeling having the gambling spirit. You know, how they want to do it. So, should be fun. Are you guys ready to draft? Are you ready?
But
I'm ready.
Do we know the format?
Of the draft, yeah, not Serpentine.
No, the format of the
hyperspace. Oh, yeah, we got to do that. Okay, so, yeah, all right, so format, extended or hyperspace. We are deciding right now, okay? So, what we're going to do is we're going to vote amongst us four. If we cannot come to a consensus after our vote, the tiebreaker will be the chat. In the event that the chat does a 50-50 vote for the memes, we will flip a coin. Fair?
Oh, I was hoping final salvo at the end.
Oh.
We are not playing a quick build tournament. No, thank you. All right.
Ooh, no.
No, not fun. All right. All right, here we go. I guess we will vote in draft order. How about that? Is that fair?
It could be a discussion. I mean, okay. Who's got the strongest opinions on it?
Well, I think the Charmin Bear thinks that extended is the way to go because, we're really opening it up for everything. I think if you look at it, it's kind of taking the place of Adepticon, so you'd kind of lean hyperspace, but with the limited number of ships and the limited number of everything, and it's only four of us, I think we're probably going to see a lot of the same. And in extended, it's just going to get more variety, especially if you're forced to use some of those other lists as well.
Those were exactly Dion's comments.
That was mine. Here. Extended is what is my vote.
Yeah. All right, Ryan. What is your take?
I'm defending Fort Hyperspace.
Ooh.
If you look at the data, it suggests actually, at least in the previous meta, and including most other events, that hyperspace is actually more diverse of a format than extended, even though there are more options available.
Yeah.
More things are competitive against each other in hyperspace. But and, that, like that... you mentioned, it was meant for Adepticon weekend, which inherently is hyperspace, which most of us have been practicing. And that's what the audience was expecting before the coronavirus hit us.
What I would say against that is that as far as the data, there really isn't any data for extended past the points adjustment where they made a lot of generics, high number of generics more, you know, the cheaper.
True.
And a lot of the generics that became cheaper are actually not even valid on hyperspace. For example, I may choose taking, you know, eight Tala or eight Z95s with Crackshot, Initiative 3 Z95s with Crackshot. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like, all those kind of stuff really weren't then extended after the points change.
So now we leave Will with potentially the deciding vote to bring it to the chat or not.
All right, I'm gonna sow some Discord here. I am bringing the poll online right now just so that we can see what the people, what the people think. I think it, interesting. All right. Interesting.
People, do you want to see some
VCS? Put the poll online, and I could be...
If you do extend it, I will throw a VCX in.
Oh, he's bartering now. I will play a VCX.
I will play a VCX in this official Gold Squadron.
Now, we are not allowed to put numbers in here, I assume.
No, right? We don't touch the voting.
We already voted.
Marcel, will you trade me fourth round draft picks for extended?
No, wait a minute. Don't even start this. This is not part of the deal.
Okay, so I will give you...
I don't consent.
What?
He only needs a majority. He only needs a majority.
Are you second or third, Will?
He's second.
Marcel, he's actually trying to screw you right now. Don't let him.
I would never do that.
He's trying to lock you out of dealing with the very last faction in the second round to deal with. You'll have to deal with it. It's a very bad time.
Don't go down my rabbit hole. See?
I could beat anything in Extended.
See?
Anything with anything.
All right, what's the chat at? I'm just me. I was just...
Chat right, is just there. Don't freak out, Ryan. 55% hyperspace, 44% right, extended.
There's still 24 people who haven't voted. So...
Vote, guys. Vote. Tomorrow's the Illinois primary. We're practicing.
Come on.
Nano Antonio says, Ryan wants to use his veto now.
Here's the question for the chat. Do you want to see Boba Fenn 3 out of the 6 matches?
All right. Hot
You're
take,
assuming that
I'm
everybody get...
Hot take. Serious? Mm-hmm. I'm convinced Boba Fenn is not the best Boba list in Scum.
Boba Fenn or Boba Kushka or Boba Two Fangs. But basically, you will see a total of 4 Boba lists in hyperspace.
You don't have to take Scum.
That was one of the reasons why I didn't want to see Extended, because like when I looked at Scum, I was like, all right, so the Boba Fett faction, mm-hmm. right, is kind of what I saw.
I don't right like now. Killing a bunch of Bobas.
I know that, but it's for the entertainment. It's for hopefully seeing something.
And it's also creative list building. I think you get more creativity, and I mean honestly, I think you get more. You'll just get more variety. I think, especially because we don't have a pool of store championships.
I think some factions you get more variety, like Scum, but then some factions like Empire and Republic, you get less variety.
All right, I think we can...
But we're being forced to play 4 factions. Conclusion. Go ahead. All right.
I'm going to go with Extended, but on one condition.
Okay.
There is no public outcry for hyperspace. That's going to be on to you guys. If there is an outcry from our viewers asking why it's not hyperspace, then we'll change it. If we hear nothing about us doing it as Extended, it's on.
Because in the end, it's just fun, right?
Yeah.
We're just having a good time.
We need the outcry moderately quick, because there's a big difference in some factions in their rankings on my big board in the draft.
Oh, that's true. Oh, because you're going to be drafted as a hyperspace faction or an Extended faction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it changes stuff.
How about a twist, gentlemen? How about a twist?
2 and 2?
2 and 2.
I like that. I like that.
And here's the thing. You don't... But no, listen.
Okay.
You don't have to say which of your two are going to be which. You pick your factions, and how it lies is how it lies.
I think I can get down on that.
How it lies in terms of like...
You have Scum, Rebel...
You don't have to declare right now that your Rebel list is going to be Extended or Hyperspace. You figure that out when it's time to build lists. That's your problem to solve, your puzzle.
Would that be confusing for trying? Because that would shoehorn us into the matchups that maybe the audience wanted to put together, right? Like that limits our capability to do that, though?
Maybe.
I'm not against splitting it, but I'm trying to think of like, doesn't that just make like only certain matchups can even exist and they get less variety to pick from?
You don't think your hyperspace list could take on an Extended?
Oh, you mean like a straight cross format?
Sure.
Just in case?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think your hyperspace could take on an Extended list.
Oh, he's calling you out, Ryan. He's calling you out on the floor right now.
I mean, Will, do you see your hyperspace list can take on another Extended list?
Easy.
Okay.
All right, 50-50 it is.
I think we will, I'm down.
All right, let the draft begin. Here we go.
So what are we doing? All right.
Oh, hold on. Here.
So what did we decide?
Hello.
Did you really not listen to that whole conversation we just had?
I heard like kibbles and bits that became.
So when you.
Oh, that was a riddle.
When you submit your list, two of them can be extended.
Can be. Two of them are extended because hyperspace are still extended legal.
Right.
Well, you can fly 4 hyperspace lists. No,
I know, but they're still extended legal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you, two of them have to, in other words, two of them have to be hyperspace legal.
Correct.
Yes, that's probably the better way to look at it.
Yeah.
Two of them have to be hyperspace legal.
Okay, and the matchups might end up putting you a hyperspace versus an extended.
Sure.
That'll be the peoples that decide.
That's right.
All right.
All right, here we go.
So the VCX may or may not be on the table.
Oh, what happened to my... Hold on.
Where'd it Lame.
Go? Hold up.
So, hold up.
No. Marcel,
what
I
happened?
Just...
It was beautiful. There it is.
There it is.
Okay, it just... Look, come on. Doesn't that look cool?
I love it. I love it. It's looking great.
All right, cool. Oh, all right, so I have the first pick in the draft. Again, what will happen is we're eliminating each... I got to make sure I'm doing this. Yeah, I got to do this up here. We're eliminating each faction as it is taken off the board until all seven have been picked. With the first pick in the draft, Dione Morales takes the Empire. Oop, I took the... boop. All right. There we go. Will, you are up. Will's looking at the board, debating.
Rebels.
He takes Rebels. The Rebellion is the second pick of the draft. All right. Ryan, you're up.
Separatists.
He didn't even hesitate on that one. Marcel.
Let's go... Scum.
Scum is the next pick. All right. So that's the first round is done. It's time for me to make my second pick here. Only factions available are the Grand Republic, First Order, and the Resistance. And we are going to go ahead and grab the Grand Republic. All right, Will, you are up. Now you're gonna force Ryan into a pick here. Are you forcing him into First Order or into Resistance?
I think he'd like the Resistance.
Getting in his head.
You already got one of the good guys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say stay good, my friends.
Stuff. Ryan's not saying anything about his opinion on him having these two factions.
He has right now. You guys can't see it, but he has stone face right now. He's just like, I'm not giving you anything.
I'm going to take First Order.
First Order is the call. Let's put it in the box, which means that Ryan is taking the Resistance and... Marcel gets a fresh board to make his decisions with. Let's go ahead and bring back all the factions. Marcel, what is your second pick? The only thing you can't pick is Scum.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Don't want that. I don't like you. You stole my lunch money, so that one, no. Eeny, meeny, miny. Let us go with the rip.
Five seconds on the clock.
I want that Empire, but okay, I'll go with Republic.
He's going with Republic. All right, second choice there, Republic. All right. Oops, I just accidentally clicked off the wrong one. There we go. All right, Republic's off the board. I am up now. I can't take Empire or Republic. Anything else is open. Eyeballing that. That's going to be available, right? We're going to go ahead and grab Scum. We're grabbing Scum. All right. Will, you are up. Will's thinking with his microphone off.
Let me do some quick calculations.
He's consulting the dice gods now. What is your bidding?
So you just took Empire,
Praying Mantis,
Empire and Scum. Hmm. I think I'm going to take
Republican Scum.
Republican Scum.
Yep.
Well, you put Empire there then, for Marcel.
No, that's
a Republic. Republic.
Oh my God, the inverses. Okay, sure. That's the same symbol. All right.
The chat has their opinions. That there are people chiming in. You should do this. You should do that.
Oh, really?
Don't listen to the noise, man.
I'm not gonna listen to him.
don't let the noise influence
be
you.
Be your own beard, okay?
5 seconds on the clock.
I'm going to take...
Pick.
CIS.
Okay.
What did you say? CIS?
CIS. Yep.
All right.
I wanted to say something else, but I'm going to go with that.
All right, Ryan, you are on the clock. The only thing you can't take is Resistance that's on the border now. You got Rebel, Empire, or First Order.
Empire.
All right. Boom. On the board, Marcel, you got three choices. And look at it. All three of them are ones that you have not picked yet. Rebel, Resistance, or First Order. Now he's thinking very hard with his microphone off at the moment.
Well, I was talking with my microphone off. So I will choose this and hope that it gets paired up against you round one. So you can use your round one veto because I know you're definitely afraid of it.
You better not be picking what I'm thinking you're picking.
Five A-Wings. Bring it on. Bring me the A-Wings. No. Come on. Give it.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
You better be ready for two doses of that.
Oh, man. A-Wing's coming. All right. So I'm up. My only choices are either Rebel or First Order.
He did it, by the way.
Yep. He's making
it. Ryan,
you're getting shafted. So do I want Ryan to have Rebels or First Order is really
Ryan, you went from having the first pick in the third faction to now being stuck with whatever deal it gives you.
Oh, I got to think about, no, I've seen Ryan play Rebels. I like Rebels. Rebels are fun. First Order. I've seen some First Order things that are scary. And now if it's extended, oh man. I'm going to stick to something I actually have actually flown a little bit more of. I'm going to go ahead and take Rebels. Ryan, you have the First Order, which then opens up the board for Will to make a pick from.
Why does it go back to Will?
Because he was skipped.
Yeah, because I get to pick before Marcel.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was a penalty. Weird. I thought getting skipped was a penalty for.
Yeah, and it would go to Marcel next.
It would go to me just because Will didn't plan accordingly to not.
What do you mean? Skipped. I got stuck with it.
Hey, that's how the draft.
No. You didn't get stuck with it. I got stuck with it.
Hey, that's fair. I mean, it's really. We don't have any factions in common, do we?
Nope. look at that, guys. Nothing the same here. So right now, for those of you who are listening and can't watch, Will has Rebels, First Order, and Separatists. Marcel has Scum, Republic, and Resistance. The only thing, what's the thing that's separating you guys? First, nope, what is it? I'm not seeing it. Empire. Fine. Empire is the only thing that's separating you guys.
Yeah, I want the Empire so much, Will. Please don't take it.
So it is on to me.
It is on to you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Empire, of course.
All right, Empire is the call. Taken off the board. Oops, sorry.
Okay.
I'm Marcel. So, your choices. Let's go ahead and clean up a couple of things just for the drama here. You can't take Republic, obviously. You can't take Scum. You can't take Empire because it was just taken off the board. And you can't take Resistance because you got that already. Your three choices left are Separatists, Rebels, or First Order.
Choices. You know what? You mind doing a quick poll and just let the people decide?
I would normally say yes, but I was actually in the middle of making another poll. So poll's not available.
All right. So separatist. I want to swarm it up.
Swarm it up.
I got this. I got that.
Those all three are swarm factions.
No, not all three.
They can be.
What are you talking about? I can take three sixes with First Order.
I'm empty.
Sixes with Republic or with Rebels.
Mm-hmm. The Empire still up?
People are calling out VCX. People are saying you're getting calls VCX in the chat right now.
I have a couple CISs. I have a couple people saying Focho.
I would not do Focho. Focho is boring.
Look at that. There's the chance in the chat right now for VCX.
Let me see.
Look at that. That's like 7-10 people right now.
No, I see a couple C. The C.
Oh, sure, yeah. They're...
All right, let's do it. Let's bring the Rebels on.
He's going Rebels. He's been pressured into it.
I've been peer pressured into it, even though I did not agree. Originally, I probably would have gone Separatist. They're the most valid.
All right, so here is the final shakeup here in the draft. Dion has Empire, Grand Republic, Scum, and Rebels. Will has Rebels, First Order, Separatists, and Empire. Ryan has Separatists, Resistance, Empire, and First Order. And Marcel has Scum, the Republic, Resistance, and Rebels. And you guys probably know the question that's coming now. Let's go ahead and go. We'll leave the big board up here.
Yeah, say leave the big board up. Notice the weird thing that just happened between me and Will. We all have separate except the Rebel Resistance. So symbol wise, we look the same except Rebel Resistance. And you and Marcel have the good guy, bad guy thing going on with opposite single Rebel faction with Marcel having two Rebel Resistance and Marcel having Republic and you having both Empire Republic and both having Scum.
Wait, the Republic are the good guys?
That's right. Clone Wars, sure.
In the Clone Wars. All right. So we before we go too far into discussion, audience right now, who do you think won the draft? Type 1 in the chat if you think I did, Dion, 2 for Will, 3 for Ryan, 4 for Marcel. Who won the draft?
Who got the best draft?
I'll just say I had a handicap. I got screwed.
Hey, that was all. I knew that was going to happen. I was like, someone's going to get locked out of the second round from a bunch of shenanigans.
I will say, Dion, you did pick correctly. I probably would have just taken my Crossroads list for Rebels.
Yep.
Rebel shotgun incoming.
You Crossroads?
Sorry.
What was your Crossroads list?
I don't know if I should tell you, Mr. Playing Rebels.
I don't know. I'm stuck with the VCX, obviously.
You don't have to.
He didn't pick Rebels in that last. He picked the VCX for that last one.
I'll make it work.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm sorry. People love your picks, though.
Apparently.
Yeah, look at that. Ryan was handed two factions, and people were like, that's the best one.
People hating on my list. No, no faith, no love. All right,
we'll make you know, I could make an argument for Ryan, though, right? So we know that Vulture Swarms are good. He said 5 A-Wings. Empire and Extended is really, really good. He basically needs to figure out what he wants to do in First Order. Like
first
that's
easy,
right?
Yeah, it's too many options in First Order.
Yeah, because me and you, Ryan, there are only difference is what Rebels versus Resistance.
Yeah, it's the orange and the red. Yeah,
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I've been as much as Resistance is fun, and I love all their abilities. I really just don't know what to fly in that faction anymore.
In which one?
Resistance.
Resistance.
So, I mean, if you don't want to fly 5As, it's either quality 4 ship, but that hasn't performed as well.
Right. You can take fireballs.
Just beef. Just T-70 beef.
Should I show up with my old friend in resistance? That'd be interesting.
You can do what you did at Gen Con, where you...
Nope.
A variant of it.
Snap Wexley composure doesn't work anymore.
No, it's broken.
Nope.
Right modification of it.
Finn is extended, but
yes, these are the tough choices we got now. I actually like the conclusion that we came to, two extended, two hyperspace. That's a smart.
It's a nice twist.
Although I have a very strong feeling us three that picked Empire is just going to... There's our extended Empire list.
No, I'm bringing a TIE Swarm without Howlrunner. That's my plan.
I don't, for the memes. While I say I don't believe you, there is an 8-ship TIE Swarm that there's 6 Ruthless Black Squadrons and 2 Academies that fits in hyperspace. Let's just run those Academies in and just Ruthless off of them.
There you go. All right, so hopefully you guys enjoyed that. I know, like, just drafting things is always really, really fun. And because there's only 4 of us, like, I feel like it went at a good pace. So thanks, guys. I'm excited. I don't know how often we'll do this, but I think this could be a fun running thing. Maybe we do it, like, twice a year. Maybe quarterly. Quarterly seems maybe a little bit too much. But if you guys like it, let us know. But we're gonna go ahead and leave that who won the draft poll up there while we go ahead and hit our questions and lists of the week. So what do you guys think? Marcel, who do you think had the best draft?
I actually think if I was building my lists, I would probably go with Brian.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Will, what do you think?
Will, you're muted.
I was saying things. can I vote for me? I'm very happy with my draft.
Sure. Yeah. Do what you want.
What you want,
man. I mean, to be fair, though, Ryan's only one faction away from me, and they are almost...
Orange is a better color than red.
They're similar in their chips.
Yeah.
All right. So before we jump into lists of the week, we do have a couple of really good questions from 2 different people. So the first one is a ship discussion. So it comes from Ignatius Last. And again, you can submit questions of the week or lists of the week on our Discord, !Discord in the chat so that you guys can join. It's free. Anybody can join. But if you are a patron, you can go ahead and hook your Patreon to Twitch. You do actually do it on Patreon. And it's a cool way to identify yourself as a patron on the GSP Discord. That way, you know, when we're looking through, it's like, oh, hey, look. And there's also a couple of chat rooms that are patron only. But anybody can submit for list and question of the week. So Ignatius Last asks, that's fun. Can the GSP team comment/compare/discuss the TIE V1 Initiative 3 and the Delta 7 Initiative 3. So that would be the Inquisitor versus the Jedi Knight, I believe, is what he's asking. After flying, I'm going to continue his question here. After flying each, the Inquisitor, I'm going to switch what he's saying here, the Inquisitor seems to be far superior with the linked actions rather than the force-eating double reposition, yet the Inquisitor is cheaper and can carry ordnance to get the 3 attack dice cheaper than the Delta 7B's configuration. Is this just me finding a ship that suits my playstyle more, or does the Delta, the Jedi, need an adjustment? I hear Jedi are good, but maybe Inquisitors are better? The floor is open. I'll go ahead and bring them up so we can compare them back and forth.
My opening argument, double reposition.
I mean, they don't
add initiative. Period. Done.
Just that's it.
And initiative 3, though.
The
double reposition gets better as the initiative goes up.
High blocking capability, though.
It's true. Just pure maneuverability is a lot higher. Unstressed, double reposition with everything but what? One forward and hard 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it does win the maneuverability race.
Also, you can fly through a rock or a cloud and still mm-hmm. get your reposition.
Exactly. The other thing is, while this is not comparing the base chassis, but I think calibrated laser targeting is a very expensive way of upping their damage potential as well.
Inexpensive, you mean?
Yeah. Yes, inexpensive. So comparing a 39.9 versus a Inquisitor with a concussion missile is 41, still cheaper.
Also, to clarify that a calibrated laser targeting attack with that bullseye is better than a standard 3-dice attack with a focus, because you're adding a guaranteed result instead of rolling and having to deal with the length. Now, guarantee you do have the lock with a force charge with the Inquisitor, but in most cases you are paying the Gendon tax to make that as efficient as we've seen it. If you're not paying the Gendon tax, I don't think we've seen Inquisitors do nearly as good. Whereas the Jedi Knights are not required to get those locks, they are required to position to get those bullseyes.
When we don't see, or when we see Inquisitors without Gendon, they don't even bring missiles. Things like 4 and Rack, 3 Invader, I don't know.
Yeah, they're brought to be defensive a lot of times, right? They're defensive pieces that are just kind of there to hopefully soak up some damage. I know very early on we had concussion missiles on them, but lately they're just usually just chilling naked.
That would be definitely a point for the V1 is double modifying defense, naturally. Mm-hmm. With the evade action, that's white, mm-hmm. and the force. So, I think what it comes down to, right, is a little bit more precise maneuverability with the deltas versus the highly defensive V1s.
Yeah, I mean, I struggle to decide which one of these is better. I think they're different. I do think that the Jedi Knight does punch harder, more offensive in general. And I feel that the game values offense more than defense, which is maybe why it makes sense that the Jedi Knight with their, especially with CLT, is 39 versus the V1's only 35 points. Because we already talked. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and the other thing is just the additional tech you can take with each. I think the additional tech that you can take with each goes further with the Delta 7. You can put the jam everyone droid on them and just, you know, become a jamming machine. You can put regen on them. The R, you know, it's pretty cheap actually for 39, you know, for 4 points regen. If you use sense on either one of them in extended, you get more mileage out of sense. Actually, you don't get more mileage. You probably get more mileage out of sense in the V1 because you would have to use 2 force double reposition.
And the only difference in the dial is what? The turnaround maneuvers, right? Everything else is the same?
The hard ones are not blue. The blues and
the hard one is threes. Good. But you're stressing yourself more often where the deltas, the Jedi, right, are not stressing themselves at all unless they're K-turning.
Right. And you usually don't see Inquisitors K-turn. Usually. All right. So, I mean, I don't know if we came to a consensus as to which one is better. I mean, are we just deciding that they're different? Or is it the Jedi better?
I think the Jedi. I think we all... Did anybody say V1s were better? I think we all said Jedi.
I think it just depends on what format you're playing in and what you're putting in the list. I think you add Jedi into an Inquisitor list, I think that they become probably better than the Jedi Knights. But if we're playing in hyperspace, obviously Inquisitors don't exist. So we only can compare them in extended. So Chopper, as we've seen effectiveness on the Knights. I think the baseline question that they had was like, do the Delta 7s need an adjustment for the Jedi Knights? I think, can we all agree, no? They're probably fine where they are?
I think they're fine where they are.
Because it seems like his initial question led itself towards feeling they weren't good enough. Mm-hmm. And I think they're fine.
I agree.
Yeah, I would say that they are not weaker. The Delta 7s are on par, if not appropriately cost adjusted.
Yeah.
I don't know how to quite say that, but you know what I'm trying to say.
You spoke goodly enough. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. So hopefully, Ignatius, that gave you at least a little ideas and some insight into why we think the way we think on that one. So the next question comes from Princess Apricot, and it says, what can we all do to promote diversity and inclusion in the X-Wing community? So I'm gonna take this one first. You guys can go ahead and tack on. Let me talk about the obvious solution and then some of the problems, right? So that we tend to run into as a gaming community. The obvious solution is that anybody can play this game, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, race, age. It does not matter. All the categories, whatever, all of them. It does not matter. We're people. You just got to be able to think, all right? Because I have seen people who are like disabled play this game, right? They're in wheelchairs, they're still playing. I know there's a young man in Canada who we've seen at Worlds several times where he has to have somebody move the ships for him because he can't move it for himself. His father actually moves the ships for him. So like,
also there's a guy in Canada that is blind.
Yeah.
And
he just gets he described the board to me, right? Is essentially what happens.
Yeah, and they just put his hand over it and kind of give him some type of perception with his hand. And he makes the choices. He chooses the dials. He does. I played him once, actually. It was a fun game.
Cool. And yeah, I guess Isofane, jabbing here. Age does matter. Sure, of course. Obviously, if the kids are too little, it can be a struggle. I'm talking about more like I have seen.
No, we can still crush children. We can.
Right. That's how they learn. It's how they learn.
Throw them in the deep end.
That's right. As for what we can do, I mean, I think as our this is just like a societal philosophical issue that we're really dealing with here is as people become more accepting, which we should be, of other people, it just becomes way easier. And I know, like, in our personal playgroup, pastimes, right? Like, I know if I saw one of my friends, who I would consider a friend, giving slack to being negative towards somebody because of whoever they are, because of that reason, right? Like, we're going to have a problem. Like, we're going to have a talk real quick. You have to be able to, I think, really weed out those things and be willing to talk and confront people who you consider your friends if you see that type of behavior happening in your playgroup. Because we're all here just to play a game. We're here to have fun. I don't know if there's anything else you guys want to throw in there. I mean, I think...
The best way is to obviously grow the community.
Yeah.
Making X-Wing accessible to these groups, and like, you know, as Dion had put it, you know, making sure that everybody who's playing X-Wing is promoting this diversity and calling out when they don't.
That's right. And like I get it. I get it. I'll be honest, right? I don't think I've talked about this on the cast, but when, like, I had never played a miniatures game before X-Wing, right? I hadn't experienced any type of gaming culture or anything like that. But we can all be very honest about this and say that most of the players of these games are white men. Like, it's just the truth, right? You go, you just kind of take a scan, and you see a bunch of white dudes. When I realized that this was the case, I'll be honest. I don't know if you guys know, maybe you've only ever listened to the podcast. I'm a brown guy. All right? So I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah, Will's was like, wait, what?
I thought you had a year-round tan, man.
That's right. Oh, man. That's right. Like, I was a little bit uncomfortable at first. And not because anybody made me feel uncomfortable, but it was just a realization that I had. And I realized really quickly, at least with our play group, that it didn't matter. Right? It didn't matter. Like, I was just like, oh, it's cool. And that's mostly because I had in my life at that point had a lot of situations where the color of my skin had affected social issues, all the things that you guys hear about. And it took me a minute to get comfortable, but now I don't care. Like, I'm comfortable in my own skin now, and I think that's also part of it too, is like, all right, I'm good now with myself, and I don't have to think about it anymore. So as long as, you know, it's on both sides. The people you're playing with got to be cool, and you got to be cool with yourself. So good question. That's a deep one. And go ahead, Marcel.
That is just is just be vigilant for you said it earlier, but just be vigilant for the people around you. That when, especially if you're in tournaments, anywhere from a store championship and up, and if you, not necessarily if you're playing against, but if you're playing at a table or something like that, just be vigilant and be mindful that there are people who take this game. I mean, we all kind of take it seriously. I mean, I know we're all competitive, but there's people that take it seriously to a level that shouldn't be. And when they see somebody that they feel they could take advantage of, whether it's a kid, whether it's a female, or whether it's somebody who's, you know, a little bit older, they will try to take advantage. They'll be like, oh yeah, I'm allowed to do that twice a game. I mean, twice a turn. And just be mindful of that, because one of the worst things that can happen is somebody goes to a tournament and things like that happen to them, mm-hmm. and they're okay with it. Like, oh, okay, I lost. But then they leave and they realize, you know, when they're talking about it with their significant other or with their parent or something like that, they say, oh yeah, that guy, he beat me because he kept on doing this and I couldn't get around it. And they're like, no, that's illegal.
Right.
And that's really where it starts. Like, oh, I don't want to be part of this anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to be vigilant and definitely not do it ourselves, but just be mindful that, you know, the people around you, or if you're bringing your kid, have those conversations early with them and get that feedback from them. And honestly, just call it out, because we don't really need that type of play style or that type of behavior in X-Wing. So if somebody does that to your son, daughter, wife, or parent, and you find out about it, don't just let it go and say, oh, that was bad. Is go to a judge and say, hey, this happened, don't do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we're gonna move on now to list of the week. I feel like we need like a cool like transition list of the week. I think I've said that before, but I need to get somebody on that. Anyway, Marcel, since you're up here and you are the toilet paper king right now, we're gonna go ahead.
Don't forget my wipes. I got.
Oh yeah, you can disinfect too. The world with that bottle right there.
Yeah. So this is my throne.
We're going to have you go first for list of the week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, going out of order from the notes.
Oh, God. Putting me on the spot. Okay,
that's right. All right, let's do it. Okay. So, let me go ahead and move this. So, the results of the poll, by the way, who won the draft? Ryan winning decisively, from our audience vote with a 45% of the vote, followed by Will with 20%, and then Marcel and I tied at 17.1%. That's okay. A poor show.
I'm so confused.
We're the Steyer and the Tulsa Gubbard of the poll.
I'm so confused.
Is it because they're flying Republic?
I have Republic.
I actually don't know because I think me and you are the only ones that took Scum.
True. Probably.
Yeah, you guys had to fly Republic and Scum. I guess. I mean,
are we being punished for good choices? Is that what it is?
They're forgetting that extended, that there is such a thing as Delta 7 in extended.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just super confused because I feel like I had the least amount of agency out of anything I put into a pick from the chat, and I won somehow.
Okay. I like it. All right. All right, so let's go ahead. List of the week time. Let's go ahead and minimize that. This list comes from Han That, with exclamation points, by the way. Didn't give any context whatsoever, just dropped in the list. And I was like, okay, here we go. The list is Leia Organa. By the way, this is a Rebel list. Leia Organa in the YT-1300 with Sense, Ezra Bridger, Informant, Cassian Andor crew, and the Millennium Falcon. So that's two different crew that allow you to look at dials. And then Luke Skywalker with supernatural reflexes, R4 astromech, and of course, S-foils. Sitting at 200 points, brother and sister, what are we going to do, Marcel?
We're going to plant a nuke in the middle of it. Oh, actually, this is Star Wars. They don't have nukes. We're going to plant a proton
torpedo
in the middle of it and blow it up. So I kind of see what he's going for with, you know, Sense, Cassian, and Informant. All of them are revealing some type of dial. And essentially what he's trying to do is when it's his turn, he'll be like, okay, let me see that person's dial. Let me see that person's dial. Okay, now I have perfect information on the board. So I'm going to guess that person's going, you know, too hard right because you sensed it and change your dial and always have perfect information. That's kind of like Han That, like, you know, the old Han, you're moving around at, you know, with at initiative 6 after you have perfect information. So I get the point. I get the point. The problem is these two ships will melt. Even if you have perfect information and you're anywhere you want to be, they're going to get shot. And with one agility, they're going to get dead. So let's try to make it less dead. All right. So let's start off with, getting rid of that supernatural.
All right. Supernatural. That gets you 24 points.
Oh my God. So many points. Slave one should be that many points. it essentially does similar result for 1 point at the same initiative. Anyway, off my soapbox. Let's get rid of the R4 too. We don't need it. All right. Next, let's get rid of Ezra. Now, the reason specifically, Ezra lets you shoot twice, and then the second time, if you're stressed, you can shoot with turn of focus to a hit. It's 14 points for essentially another force because she's going to become, Leia will be force starved after sensing and doing everything else. Let's get rid of Sense too. Let's get rid of Millennium Falcon. Let's get rid of Informant. All right, is it thin enough now?
I don't know. You got yourself 53 points. What are you going to do with it now?
All right.
So Marcel over here looking like the stock market. The stock market. Sell, 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 sell.
Sell. All right. So let's change it to Lando now, actually. And, of course, the staple on Lando is Nianum. There you go. Once you find it, Nianum. And essentially with this, you're still doing the same thing. You're still getting the same effect that that you were trying to get with Leia. The only difference is that now you're getting an extra coordinate and you're getting other nice things like, you know, basically double action. And the thing about Lando in this, what I like to do about it is usually you know which ship is in a position to block you. And you set your dial purposely to where that ship can block you. And then you guess the one that can block you. And if you guessed correctly, you change your dial. And if you guess the way that it blocks you, but it's going the opposite way, you've got a free road. So you don't have to spend this many points to essentially do the same thing and get double actions out of it. In this particular case, I think it's a little bit better than just having the force. All right, but you got so many points. Let's do some of these points. So let's take Arvel in the A-Wing. Let's add an additional ship. And Arvel always just, of course, needs to have the intimidation. Okay. And then let us put R2-D2 on Luke Skywalker. Just because I like regen. And then let's also put... do we need to put anything else? Let me see if I put anything else in mine. I did put something else. Let's put the Millennium Falcon title back on Lando. So here you go. So you've got
back at 200 ships.
Yeah, you're back at 200. You don't need a bid because you're sensing people. Not sensing, but you're guessing where people are going, et cetera, et cetera. And so with this particular list, what you're doing is you're guessing with Lando where people are going to be. You're adjusting your dial just so you can guarantee that you have your free actions. And then with if you're getting shot at, you're going to take an evade. If you're not getting shot at, then you're just going to do what you need to do. You can even take focus evade if that's what's necessary, because Luke can move, target lock, and have the soft focus for, you know, the double action. But also what you can do, since Arvel moves at initiative 3, you can, at initiative 5, you can push off the coordinate, and Lando's coordinate has a bubble of range 3. So you can move and push off the coordinate to Arvel, and then double reposition on like a barrel roll linked to a boost or something to guarantee that he gets that bump. Because again, Arvel's ability is if you wouldn't complete a boost action, you still do it as if a maneuver and you end up running into them. So being able to double reposition, you know, you just move with Arvel once, you take a focus or an evade, whatever you want, most likely a focus. And then after Lando at initiative 5, you toss an action, which is a barrel linked to a boost. You could almost always guarantee that you're going to be bumping something and you're going to be deleting something off the board. That's initiative 4 or below. And you still get like the main thing that he wanted to do, which I thought was obvious, that was just guess a maneuver and change it. So you can still do that. You just got to be a little bit more cagey about it. You know what you got to do, Dion? You got to guess the maneuver, say you're going to left.
Look at their face and see their reaction so that
you're going,
you can.
No, wait, you're going to right, to left, right, right. Yeah, that one. Ain't that right, D?
That's right. Yeah, when we upload our next league night, they're being edited right now. Watch the game, Dion versus Marcel. It's hilarious. I don't know. I was feeling really giggly that day, and I kept giving away my maneuvers. He would look
Cassian
at me.
Cassian Lando works against Dion, so if you're playing against Dion,
it works so good.
Cassian.
None of you better fly Cassian against me, okay? So that'd be Will and Marcel. Dang it. All right.
You know, we both love Cassian, too, so.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, let's move on. Let them forget this. All right. We're going to move on to, you know what, Will? To you. I'm going rogue right today. Going rogue. Completely out of order.
I'm fine with that. I've been working on it.
All right. So this list comes to us way of Viturian Engineer. And I think it would be better to read the list first and then the explanation. So the list is Empire. It is hyperspace. It's Merrick Steel with just fire control. Zyrtec Strom, that's another TIE X1 with passive sensors. Vizier in the TIE Reaper with Director Krennic and Tactical Officer, and then Duchess with Fifth Brother for a total of 199 points. The prompt with it said, I want to find a hyperspace list that would pair would pair well with Merrick's crit ability. Will, what are we doing?
Okay, so there's a lot of crit things going on in this, right? You got Duchess with Fifth Brother. That's a crit. You got Zarek Strom flipping cards, making them crits with his target lock. And then obviously Merrick choosing out a target lock. When he lands a crit, he gets to choose a card. Then even Director Krennic if they don't have any shields, you can actually spend results to flip one of their face down damage cards. So a lot of potential there to pick out a specific crit and then keep flipping it over and over and over again. So there's the main thing I do not like about this list is everything about Vizier. I don't like Tactical Officer or Krennic on Vizier. Vizier gives up his perform action step to coordinate. He's also very, very fast compared to Tide Bants, always moving forward with those ailerons when he's trying to execute them. Vizier is nice to just do an aileron and then say like a stomp, so he can still coordinate while doing red maneuvers. But so that's the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rip Tactical Officer off of him. Don't need it. He can free coordinate anyway, so that's not even an issue. The other thing is passive sensors versus fire control system. I'm actually on the idea that fire control system is better for Zyrtec because when he's taking those lock actions with passive sensors and then trying to save the lock, all he's getting out of it is just rolling an extra dice and a hit to a crit. I want even more than that. So I'm actually going to put fire control system on him so that he can do something with that lock until he needs to spend it. It's going to get have him be harder to acquire that lock sometimes, but that's the price he's going to have to pay for being the cheapest ship in this list. So it leaves us with 8 points. I still like fire control system on Merrick. I think that's really good. Gotta have it. And Fifth Brother on Justice just makes sense. The force is good. We can all agree on that. So what I'm going to do is actually change Vizier to Major Vermeil. Cause I'm going to switch Vizier from going to Vrome coordinating ship to Vermeil, who's going to focus on that Director Krennic. Let me read Director Krennic here for a second. So it adds, gives you target lock, and before placing forces, you assign the optimized prototype condition to another friendly ship. Optimized prototype says, while you perform a primary attack against a ship locked by a friendly ship with a Director Krennic upgrade. You can spend a result, and then like I said before, a shield or flips one of the face down damage cards. So Major Vermeil is initiative 4, so it is going to be a little bit but easier for him to acquire those locks. He's got a very good offensive ability that says if the defender doesn't have any green tokens, you can change one of your blanks or eyeball results to a hit result. So combining that with a target lock is actually very, very accurate attacks. So And obviously, I don't know where he was putting the optimized prototype before, but I assumed it was on Duchess, who is going to mostly be taking evade actions. So that way, if she rolls multiple eyeball results, she could spend those, because she only has the one force with Fifth Brother, and she may use that may want to save that force for defense, being the fragile ship she is. So I think so. We have 4 points left over, and there's not too much I would change on this, but I think a secret tactic would be to actually put intimidation on Major Vermeil.
There's a lot of times, get in there, huh?
Yeah, he is going to, he's real fast. He's got to go in there and get that target lock. In second edition, the optimized prototype has no range restriction. They just need to be locked. All right. He still shoots after Duchess. Always shoots after Duchess. So Duchess can use the Director Krennic and then hopefully strip a token, and then Vermeule can just light him up. And if he goes in a little bit too strong, then he can cause a bump and reduce their agility, opening up your other ships as well. Then it has one more point if you really feel strongly about passive sensors, Zero Tech Strom.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, so you end up with Merrick Steel, Fire Control, Zyrtec with Fire Control, Vermeule with Intimidation, Director Krennic, and Duchess with Fifth Brother for 199 points. Hopefully we helped you out there, Veturin Engineer. We're going to move on now to the Republic. And Ryan is going to be helping out Chules. That's a fun name, Chules. The prompt here says, hello, GSP. I'm looking to have fun this store championship season playing some Republic beef. What do you guys think of this list, and what can I do to make it better? Also, I like the bid. Most other lists aren't taking this big of a bid unless you're Boba Fett. And the list is 2 7 squad veterans in the ARC 170s, that's the Initiative 3, with dedicated and hull upgrade. Broadside in the BTLB Y-Wing with Ion Cannon Turret and R4 Astromech. And Rick Oli with Outmaneuver and R2 Astromech, that is the regen droid, for a total of 194 points.
All right,
Ryan,
so
what are we doing?
I think if you want to stick with the Republic beef, I think a 7 squad vet arc with dedicated is a good choice. Second one, we'll get to that. I think it's a little questionable. Broadside is obviously a really good piece. Rick being 55 points, that's a heavy Rick. That's a too much Rick. That's a Rick that's costing more than Obi-Wan with CLT, which, by the way, we're going to change to.
Ah, okay.
Not even going to mess around. Obi-Wan with CLT should be the ideal way to adjust the list from there as a major starting swap. So technically at this point, we're going to have a little more of a bid, but... I think we're going to change that one of the seven squad veterans to Wolf for a little more offensive punch of firepower. And to shift around the upgrades a little bit, I think, and he can decide how he wants to do this, but let's take off R4 on Broadside and the hull upgrade off of both arcs for now. So we're left with 12. Baseline, we want CLT on Obi-Wan. Baseline, we want Ion Cannon on Broadside. Wolf with nothing so far, and the dedicated 7 squad veteran. So I think you can do a combination of a couple things. I think baseline Broadside should not invest more than 3 more points on top of the Ion Cannon. So whether it is just hull upgrade or whether it is just seismic charge. Pick your poison. I'm going to say seismic charge for now. So we still have the 9-point bid, and then you can kind of decide from there, like, do I want to throw a hull upgrade on Wolf? Do I want to throw a hull upgrade on both? Do I want to throw a hull upgrade on the 7 squad veteran? I feel like the 7 squad vet, you want to make that guy kind of the bait. So I would invest too many more points into him. So if you want to keep still, I think 6-point bid is solid enough. You can throw a hull upgrade on Wolf if you want, or just keep the 9-point bid.
All right, there you go. So you end up with 7 squad veteran with dedicated. Sorry about that.
Bless you.
I got to wash my hands now. Wolf.
Hello.
With no upgrades. Broad, because he's just good. Broadside with Ion Cannon Seismic Charge. And Obi-Wan Kenobi with CLT. Ending with 191 points. All right, and we have our fourth and final list here for List of the Week, brought to us by Rebel Mando, who, by the way, I see them in the chat right now. Hello, Rebel Mando. Here's the list. The note here was, not used to playing Rebels. Ghost is a battering ram with Evan in trail supporting. Would love some thoughts. So here's the list. It's Kanan Juris with Hate, Maul, Dorsal Turret, Zeborelios, Ezra Bridger, and the Ghost. AP5 with the Phantom title. And Evan Verlaine in the BTLA-4 Y-Wing with Dorsal Turret and Veteran Turret Gunner. So, when I first looked at this list, one of the issues that I noticed right away, you don't see Evan play too much, mostly because the ability is a little bit lackluster. I know that the idea of giving the VCX a green die is really cool, but at the cost of a whole ship is not great. I really like Kallus for that. If you're looking for to get the green die. So I'll be honest, one of the first things I did it was cut Evan. That was one of the first things I did there. And then, you know, I started looking at it as, okay, so I understand the idea of having Kanan in there be a battering ram, but the way the list was really set up before, Kanan was doing almost all the damage, the majority of it. And one of the other issues is that it's 119 points. So I wanted to, like, all right, let's start to cut down a little bit. I know having the Sheet of Pete is kind of cool, in order to have the shot out the back as well with the Ghost title on the VCX. But I don't think it's worth it. I really don't think it's worth it. So I also just cut the Ghost. I cut out AP5, and then we were left here. I was like, all right, so next, we need some type of offensive support in order to take a little bit of heat off of Kanan. But I like matching Initiative 3 in order to have some flexibility in the movement. So I went ahead and grabbed a couple of Red Squadron veterans that, of course, left me over 1 point. Now, there's a couple of different ways you could go from here. Having Hate seems to make sense, right? Because you have... you know, if you're defending as a Ghost, you're gonna take damage. But without having green dice to spend that, without having green dice to spend on with that force, I figured Hate might not be the best value at the moment. So I went ahead and cut it. I went ahead and grabbed passive sensors onto Kanan, bringing him up to 113 points at this point in order to have essentially target lock focus because of with the force that you have plus passive sensor, you're going to hit something really, really hard. Zeb, I kind of go back and forth how much I like Zeb. Yes, you can shoot people at range zero, but at the same time, people can shoot you at range zero, which can be bothersome if they are... If they're catching you in the side arcs, for instance. So I went ahead and also removed Zeb. Now, at this point, we are at 194 points, and I was like, well, where do I want to go from here? You could go ahead and grab Saw Gerrera and move some of these points around, take out passive sensors or one of these force users, but then you're trading damage for modifiers. Yes, the crits are good. Yes, the VCX has a lot of hull, but Kanan with his ability himself is about being more defensive. So that's why I didn't go the Saw route. I was left with 6 points, and at this point you can kind of flavor to taste. You can put, you know, R4s if you want to make these guys a little more maneuverable. You can, if you want to break the R3, you can go ahead and take, I think you can get, no, you can't quite get Thane. You can take another X-Wing, higher agility X-Wing. You'd have to take away the dorsal turret if you wanted to do that. But maybe just as is, I would probably go crack shots on both of these. And you're left with 4 points if you want to spend them. You'd Is there any crew that might be worth it? Chewbacca. Chewbacca seems pretty solid. Look at my other options. Chewbacca. 200 points there. Kanan with passive sensors, dorsal turret, Maul, Chewbacca, and Ezra. two red squadrons with crack shot. Done. That's where I would end it at 200 points. So that has been our list of the week picks. Now here's the question: as I get the poll ready, gentlemen, who do you think did the best?
That
for list of the week, who do you think who did
like
the best
list,
changes?
But I don't. I was already working on my tournament lists, and I paid zero attention to what you guys did. So I trust that you guys did amazing stuff, beautiful things, the greatest, most genius lists ever. So I'll assume you guys did all that. I was already working on a way to make your life miserable in 2 weeks. So
hey, Marcel.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's same up? Team.
Same team.
You're like, I'm already making my predictions of what list you guys are going to take into consideration in hyperspace. I already got Yasby going and everything.
You have no idea what I'm taking because
Ryan has the Matrix out there right now. He's got full
Matrix. But none of my stuff is anything you'll see anywhere else. I can guarantee that.
Well, I'm only predicting which format each faction's going to be.
I guarantee you got that wrong, too.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. By the way, people who are watching right now go ahead and vote. Who is your favorite list of the week?
Let's just say, is the escape craft legal in hyperspace? You got that wrong.
Jeez. All right. Well, today was really fun, guys. I know it's funny. Our highest viewership was during the faction draft. People like drafting.
That's honestly for people who are big fans of any fantasy sports, especially obviously fantasy football. The draft is one of the most fun parts of the year.
Yep. Go ahead. We're gonna leave that poll open for one more minute. And we just hit our time. We did officially 1.5 hours. We did everything in the agenda, guys. I had a blast getting the GSP showdown stuff ready. I'm really really excited to see how this all turns out. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. Those of you who end up watching, I really want this to feel like a premier event. I know that it's not, but it's what we got right now. We're trying to just provide some fun entertainment in a safe way where obviously we can't have 120 people coming together playing X-Wing. But you know, the four of us can come together and just put on a show for you guys. Have a good time. Marcel's got the toilet paper and just have a good time playing X-Wing, entertaining you guys. So it looks like after some votes here, Will, you have one list of the week.
Nice. That's 2 weeks in a row.
That's two. You're on a streak, sir.
I'm the list champion.
That's right. Oh, we got some nice words. Anything with you, Dion, will always be a premier event. You guys are premier. You guys are premier. Now, here's the thing. Remember, today's Monday. Wednesday, we have our we're going to do League Night still. Okay, we're doing League Night. It's going to be online, but we're going to do some stuff. Tomorrow, I'm actually teaching my orchestra classes. It's on Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm teaching my orchestra classes online. That's going to be interesting. So I can't quite give you guys the live stream for that, but I'll let you guys know how it goes next week. Should be interesting. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much.
Dion, why do you have 5 cameras and just a stream?
Well, I told the, you know, we'll do a little after dark. I'll show you guys what I have set up here. Okay, so for everybody watching and listening, thank you so much. For everybody here, Gold Squadron out.